Techniques for developing empathy in schools. Techniques for developing empathy through education are essential for creating a better learning environment. In this article, you will discover why empathy matters for students and how it shapes their emotional intelligence. You'll learn fun activities and strategies for fostering a supportive classroom where everyone's voice matters. By embracing empathy, you can help build a culture of acceptance and inclusion. Get ready to explore simple yet powerful ways to make your school a kinder and more understanding place. Understanding the importance of empathy in schools. Why empathy matters for students. Empathy is crucial for students as it helps them understand how others feel. Teaching empathy provides students with the tools they need to connect with their peers, leading to better friendships and a more positive school experience. When students feel understood, they are more likely to participate in class and support each other. Here are some reasons why empathy is important. 1. Improves relationships. Students who practice empathy build stronger friendships. 2. Reduces bullying. Empathetic students are less likely to bully others. 3. Enhances learning. When students feel safe and supported, they learn better. The role of emotional intelligence in education. Emotional intelligence is all about understanding feelings, both your own and those of others. In education, this plays a significant role in how students interact. Helping students develop emotional intelligence sets them up for success. Here's how emotional intelligence helps in schools. Better communication. Students express feelings clearly. Conflict resolution. Students learn to solve problems. Increased self-awareness. Students understand their emotions. Building a supportive classroom environment. Creating a supportive classroom is essential. You want your students to feel safe and valued. Here are some techniques for developing empathy through education. 1. Group activities. Encourage teamwork. When students work together, they learn to appreciate each other's strengths. 2. Storytelling. Share stories that highlight different experiences. This can open students' eyes to others' feelings. 3. Role-playing. Let students step into someone else's shoes. This helps them understand different perspectives. By focusing on these techniques, you can create a classroom where empathy thrives. Techniques for developing empathy through education. Active listening strategies for students. Active listening is crucial for developing empathy. When you listen actively, you show that you care about what others are saying. Here are some simple strategies you can use. 1. Make eye contact. This shows you are focused and engaged. 2. Nod your head. This gesture encourages the speaker and shows you are following along. 3. Repeat back. Summarizing what someone said helps confirm that you understand their feelings. 4. Ask questions. Open-ended questions can help the speaker express themselves more fully. Using these strategies can help you connect with your classmates on a deeper level. When you listen well, you can better understand their feelings and experiences. Classroom empathy activities. To try empathy-building activities can make your classroom a friendlier place. Here are some activities that can help. 1. Role-playing. Step into someone else's shoes. This can help you see things from their perspective. 2. Empathy journals. Write about your feelings and reflect on how others might feel in similar situations. 3. Story sharing. Share personal stories in small groups. This helps everyone understand each other better. 4. Compliment circle. Take turns giving compliments. This builds positivity and connection among classmates. These activities are not only fun but also help create a supportive environment where everyone feels valued. Fostering empathy through group work. Group work is a fantastic way to build empathy. When you collaborate with others, you learn to appreciate different viewpoints. Here's how to make it effective. 1. Assign roles. Each person can take on a specific role. This helps everyone contribute and feel important. 2. Set goals together. Discuss what you want to achieve as a group. This creates a shared purpose. 3. Reflect after projects. After completing a project, talk about what you learned from each other. This reinforces the lessons of teamwork and understanding. Working together not only helps you complete tasks, but also strengthens bonds among classmates. The more you understand each other, the more empathy grows. Implementing diversity and inclusion education. Peer mediation as a tool for empathy. Peer mediation is a powerful way to build empathy among students. Imagine a situation where two classmates have a disagreement. Instead of escalating the issue, they can turn to their peers who have been trained to help. These peer mediators listen, guide, and help both sides understand each other's feelings. This process not only resolves conflicts, but also teaches students how to view things from another person's perspective. Here's how peer mediation works. 1. Listen. Mediators listen to both sides without judgment. 2. Reflect. They help each person express their feelings. 3. Collaborate. Together, they find a solution that works for all. 4. Follow up. Mediators check in later to see how things are going. By teaching students to mediate, you help them develop essential empathy skills that they will carry into adulthood. Teaching empathetic communication skills. Empathetic communication is about more than just words. It's about truly understanding each other. Teaching students how to communicate with empathy can change the way they interact daily. Here are some simple techniques you can use. 1. Active listening. Encourage students to listen without interrupting. This shows respect and understanding. 2. Sharing feelings. Teach them to express their own feelings clearly. This opens the door for others to do the same. 3. Body language. Remind students that their body language matters. A smile or nod can show support and understanding. When students practice these skills, they build strong relationships. They learn that everyone has their own story and struggles. This understanding fosters a community of acceptance. Creating a culture of acceptance in schools. Creating a culture of acceptance starts with you. Here are some practical steps to take. 1. Celebrate differences. Host events that highlight various cultures and backgrounds. This can be through food, music, or art. 2. Encourage kindness. Create a kindness challenge where students perform acts of kindness for one another. 3. Open discussions. Have regular discussions about diversity and inclusion. Allow students to share their thoughts and feelings openly. When you actively promote acceptance, you create a safe space for everyone. This environment encourages students to be themselves and to support one another.